We Are in Denial About Catastrophic Risks by Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal, former President, the Royal Society, Emeritus Professor of Cosmology and Astrophysics, University of Cambridge, author, From Here to Infinity, A Vision for the Future of Science. Those of us fortunate enough to live in the developed world fret too much about minor hazards of everyday life, improbable air crashes, carcinogens in food, and so forth. But we are less secure than we think. We should worry far more about scenarios that have thankfully not yet happened, but which, if they occurred, could cause such worldwide devastation that even once would be too often. Much has been written about possible ecological shocks triggered by the collective impact on the biosphere of a growing and more demanding world population, and about the social and political tensions stemming from scarcity of resources or climate change. But even more worrying are the downsides of powerful new technologies, cyber, bio, and nano. We're entering an era where a few individuals could, via error or terror, trigger a societal breakdown with such extreme suddenness that palliative government actions would be overwhelmed. Some would dismiss these concerns as an exaggerated jeremiad. After all, human societies have survived for millennia despite storms, earthquakes, and pestilence. But these human-induced threats are different. They are newly emergent, so we have a limited time base for exposure to them and can't be so sanguine that we would survive them for long, nor about the ability of governments to cope with disaster strikes. And of course, we have zero grounds for confidence that we can survive the worst that even more powerful future technologies could do. The Anthropocene era, when the main global threats come from humans and not from nature, began with the mass deployment of thermonuclear weapons. Throughout the Cold War, there were several occasions when the superpowers could have stumbled toward nuclear Armageddon through muddle or miscalculation. Those who lived anxiously through the Cuban Missile Crisis would have been not merely anxious, but paralytically scared had they realized just how close the world then was to catastrophe. Only later did we learn that President Kennedy assessed the odds of nuclear war, at one stage, as somewhere between 1 out of 3 and even. And only when